Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello and welcome again to the Law of God broadcast. I am your host, the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God having a designation of Israel. Last week, the episode dealt with questions and answers. I will continue in that today. Last week, I raised the question, I showed the question, taken from Ecclesiastes 8:4, what doest thou? And scripture provides an answer to the question, saying in 1 Corinthians 16:10, he doeth the work of the Lord. And there's a commandment taken from Joshua 7:19. The commandment is to me, and it says, tell me now what thou hast done. Well, that's quite a bit. But to sum it up, what I have done, the next question asks, who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? And that's Ecclesiastes 1, and we have an answer, 1 Corinthians 12:2, which says, God knoweth. Then Genesis 40, verse 8, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. Tell me now what thou hast done, and the question, what doest thou? I interpret scripture. That's what I do. That's a duty of mine. And that scripture has been given to me for that purpose, the purpose of providing interpretation There's a statement in Ecclesiastes. And I'm turning to it now, which says, the statement says in Ecclesiastes 2:18, I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. I'll read the entire verse. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. After there means to follow. I should leave it to the man that shall follow me. Another word is succeed. I should leave it to the man that shall succeed me. And of course, this man the scripture calls God, the one to succeed. But he said he should leave his work to the one who should follow or succeed him. Now, what is his work? His work is the work of Scripture. Let's go to verse 19 of the same chapter, Ecclesiastes 2. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet, listen, here it is right here. Yet shall he have rule over all my labor. Okay? So verses 18 and 19 speak of his work, which is his labor. I hated all my labor. And he should leave it, his labor, all work, to the man that should succeed him, and that the one who would succeed him would have rule over all his labor. I have rule over all Scripture. Scripture has been given to me to interpret it, bring it forth to the people, make things known to the people. So I do the work of the Lord. It is the Lord who is the successor here, the new Lord. And we see a statement on that Lord in 1 Corinthians. Okay. 1 Corinthians 4, which says, 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore judge nothing before the time. What time? The time of the new Lord, when he makes his appearance on earth and he makes himself known, having dealt as he should with Scripture. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. That's the successor spoken of in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 18 and 19. The man who should follow, the man who should succeed him. Judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. And that's what I do. I bring to light the hidden things of Scripture. I make things known. I do the work of the Lord. I bring to light things that are hidden in the Bible, things that are in the Bible, things that come to pass that the Bible speaks of. I make things known. I provide information. He doeth the work of the Lord. And he who does the work of the Lord in this case is the Lord. The Bible doesn't question that. He who does the work of the Lord is the Lord. Period. All right? So, God interprets Scripture. The Lord God Israel interprets Scripture because Scripture has been given to him for that purpose. The labor of Scripture has been given to the Lord God Israel as intended, and the Lord God Israel has received. He has received that responsibility, and of course, he has received the content of the Authorized Version Bible. It is in his hands. Okay, Psalm 44:21. Shall not God search this out? That statement is in the Bible. Okay, and so the this in the statement speaks of the Bible. Bible content. Shall not God search this out? That's what I do. I search out scripture. Okay. What title is that that I see? That's 2 Kings 23:17. In my name, if you look at my name, which is the Lord God Israel, the Lord God of Israel. You see, Lord and God. Lord is a title, God is a title, but the name is Israel. The titles Lord and God glorify Israel, the man, myself, the successor to the throne of God. What title is that that I see? You look at my name, you see the Lord God. That's my title. Taken separately, those two, Lord and God, are my titles. They have fallen to me by the will of God. And I have spoken on the will of God at length heretofore. Now, the Bible is an authoritative book. It is the most authoritative book on the knowledge of God. The Bible is the most authoritative book on God in the Gentile world. Okay? There is no authority having to do with God that is equal to or surpasses the authority of Scripture. Scripture, on the knowledge of God, Scripture is supreme. God is who the Scriptures declare him to be. God, let me say that again. God is who the Scriptures declare him to be, not who man may think he is, or not even what man may think he is. Scripture defines God, and Scripture alone. And, of course, I have brought forth those Scriptures on this Law of God broadcast. So you look at my name, and you see, or you hear my name, my full name call, which is the Lord God of Israel, the Lord God having the designation of Israel, the Lord God having the name Israel, which is given to me by the Word of God. And the Word of God on things pertaining to God is supreme. It is the law. It's the rule. Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel 18:18 asks the question, who am I? Well, I just told you who I am in light of Scripture. Who am I? Acts 9:5, who art thou, Lord? Do you see that? It answers the question pertaining to me, who art thou, Lord? Okay. Of course, my first name was Tommy Hart, Tommy L. Hart. Scripture has given me a new name, which is Israel. Scripture says to me, thy name shall be called Israel. Right. And the titles Lord and God have fallen to me per the will of God. 1 Kings 13:14, art thou the man of God? Are you the man of God? Are you the man having the designation of God? My answer, taken from 1 Kings 13:14, I am. What is truth? I just said, what is truth as pertains to God? Truth as concerns God is that which the word concerning God declares. Okay. Truth. What is truth? Truth is, the Bible says about me, this man, this man is the great power of God. I said earlier, Scripture defines God. That's Acts 8:10. This man is the great power of God. What "of" means in that statement, this man is the great power of, this man is the great power having. The designation of God. What is truth? Truth is, Scripture defines God. What saith the Scripture? I just said that Galatians 4:30. What says the Scripture on the matter of God? The Scripture says this man is the great power. God is a great power. Having the designation of God, or having the designation which is Israel. Okay, John 7:19 asks, did not Moses give you the law? Now, what Moses is this that Scripture is speaking of at this point? John 7:19. A lawgiver, Moses, if you look in a good dictionary, Moses is the name given to a lawgiver. God is a lawgiver. So Scripture asks, did not Moses give you the law? You're not talking about a fictitious character. You're not talking about a fictitious character who caused a large body of water to separate itself or be divided, where characters walk through on dry land. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a real Moses, a real live, living Moses, the lawgiver, God. The Bible says there is one lawgiver. That one lawgiver, it speaks of God, the God of Israel. The God of Israel is called Moses. In the Scripture here, John 7:19, did not Moses give you the law? And the time will come when I will give the law. I have not yet given this law that I'm referencing right now or speaking about. I have not given that law, but I will give it, and hopefully I will give it soon. Now, I have given things concerning the law, and I've given parts of the law. I've given the will of God. That's the law. The will of God is the law. But that's not, I haven't given the entire will of God. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? I've given parts of the law, and there is a part of the law which I have not yet put forth. But I do hope to do that soon. Okay, Isaiah 53:1, the question is asked by the people, who has believed our report? Okay, that report will be coming up soon also. The report has not been made known yet, but I do hope to bring the report out, or have the report released and that I hope to do soon. So, to that question, Isaiah 53:1, put to be expected, okay, to be received shortly. Put that to the question, who hath believed our report? Put to be received shortly. Just as for the question, John 7:19, did not Moses give you the law? Put to that question a part to be received shortly. Okay. Because this part that I'm thinking about or right now with regard to the law, I have not been given, just as a report. So you can expect another part of the law to be given, and you can expect, you can expect a report to be given sometime soon. Okay. Questions and answers. The question taken from Luke 12:20, whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? I said here that God provides things. God is a provider. God is the sole authoritative interpreter of Bible content. God provides truth. Those things, who shall those things be which thou hast provided? The people's answer, Deuteronomy 29:29, says, those things which are revealed by God belong to us and to our children forever. And with those revelations, the people have responsibility. It's not just a hearing and a receiving, but it's a hearing, receiving, and doing, taking care of business, as Scripture so directs, and as the Lord God Israel so directs. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. I think last week we entertained the question, Job 28:12, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? My answer I provided comes from Proverbs 2:6, 1 Corinthians 14:33, and 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord gives wisdom, and this Lord is the Lord God of Israel. Okay. The Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. God is not the author of confusion. The Lord gives you understanding in all things. The Lord gives you understanding in all things pertaining to God. Okay. God is not the author of confusion. Do not hear me speak and say you are confused, or say I confuse you. God does not confuse people. People may be already confused. Okay. But God does not confuse. God gives understanding. As a statement just said, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Do not say God is confusing. Do not say the Lord God of Israel is confusing. God doesn't do that. He gives understanding. He gives knowledge of it. And what are you to do? You are to accept his knowledge and wisdom, his understanding. You are to accept it and walk thereby. Seems like we've had this question earlier. Let's see. We had the question, 1 Kings 13:14, art thou the man of God? Let's see. Now we have this question here, Matthew 11:3, art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Art thou he that should come? My answer, taken from John 18:5, I am he. Question, Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? my answer, taken from Isaiah 42, verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. The Lord God of Israel. Lord is a title that has been given to me by the authority of Scripture, by the will of God. Okay? And I have spoken on that before. So you can go through the archives, check the archives, search the archives, and pull up that information, gather that information on who is the Lord, which I just told you, I am the Lord. That is my name given to me by Scripture, given to me by the will of God, by the holy will of God. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10:7. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? Do you look on things after the outward appearance? Where is the Lord? Jeremiah 2:8 asks. My answer, taken from Genesis 31:11, says simply, here I am, or here am I. Job 15:8, hast thou heard the secret of God? Revelation says the mystery of God should be finished. Hast thou heard the secret of God? Job 15:8. I have told you the secret of God. I have revealed, made known the secret of God. I have told you that I am God, and I am the Lord God of Israel. Hast thou heard the secret of God? The secret of God. The Bible says about God, God is a man. This man, Acts 18 declares, this man is the great power of God. What man? Tommy Hart, whose name Scripture has a name that Scripture has been given to him, that Scripture has given to him, which is Israel, and conferred the titles of Lord and God upon him. Therefore, he is called, or I am called, the power of God is called the Lord God of Israel. First Samuel 17:29. What have I now done? The I in Scripture, the same I that we started off with, and we saw in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, that said, I should leave my labor to the man that shall follow me. The same I. What have I now done? Scripture has glorified Israel. Okay? Scripture has said to me, Israel shall be thy name. I have accepted that. Scripture has glorified Israel, myself, in conferring upon him the titles Lord and God. That's what has been done to Israel. He has been glorified. And how is that glorifying? He has been, the titles Lord and God have been conferred upon him. Israel is glorified. God is made known, and God is glorified. Okay. Here's a question, Judges 13:17. What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? so far in this episode, I have been talking about my name. My name has been mentioned several times since this episode began. Okay, so you know my name now. You know my name. My name is Israel, given to me by Scripture. And Israel has been glorified in that I have been, the titles of Lord and God have been conferred upon me. Okay. So what is my name? My name is the Lord God of Israel, or simply the Lord God Israel. Okay. Or Israel is my name, and the Lord God is my title. Put the two together, the title and the name, you have the Lord God of Israel in me. First Samuel 3:17, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee? I have said on this program to those who listen, I've said, communicate with me. Communicate with me. Get in touch with me. I've said you can get in touch with me by going to my page. But I have said, communicate with me. Have Genesis 44:19. Have ye a father? Well, Scripture provides an answer to that question. John 8:41. Okay, John 8:41 says this. We have one Father. This is the people's voice, taken from the people's voice. We have one Father, even God. We have one Father, namely God. We have one Father, that is God. Now, Father, as I've said before, is another title given to the Lord God Israel. Father is another title. Okay. Have ye a father? And the people's voice said, we have a father, namely God. We have a father in the Lord God Israel. Malachi 2:10, have we not all one Father? The people's answer, John 8:41, 2 Samuel 17:10, and it takes the same answer as the preceding question. We have one Father, even God. Thou Father is a mighty man, but we have one Father, namely God. And thy father here, thy father is a title of God, thy father, as in our father. Okay? Our father, a title of God. Jeremiah 9:12, who is the wise man that may understand this? These things are easy to understand because simply that's what God gives. God gives understanding. And it is as simple as that. God gives understanding. God says who he is. God says who God is according to Bible content. God shows himself. God manifests himself. He makes himself known. He makes himself known in a clear, easy-to-understand way and using easy-to-understand words. a statement on the question, what doest thou? And I think I said this last week, but it bears repeating. What I do is I obey Bible commandments. Isn't that something? I obey Bible commandments. But I won't get off track here. I'll stay on track. But that's what I do. I do the work of the Lord. I obey Bible commandments having to do with me and having to do with God, having to do with the Lord, because Scripture says what? I do the work of the Lord. He does the work of the Lord. The great power of God does the work of the Lord. He does the work belonging to the Lord. What work belongs to the Lord? The work that Ecclesiastes chapter 2 speaks of, saying he will have rule over all my labor or over all my work. The work of Scripture. Who is the wise man that may understand this? Psalm 18:31, Proverbs 30:4. Who is God? What is his name? I've been talking about that today. You should have knowledge of who God is. What is God's name? Because we asked the question earlier, who is the Lord? In these questions, the people do not have to ask questions because the questions have already been placed in the Bible for that purpose. And God raises the questions. God brings the questions out, and God answers the questions. Scripture says, your Heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. You don't need to ask God, who is the Lord? You don't need to ask God, the Lord God of Israel, who is God? You don't need to ask him what he does. He tells you. He provides those things. That's just him. He provides those things. And what the question said, coming from Scripture, that is, who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And then an answer I supplied says, the things that are revealed belong to us, the people, and to our children. For how long? Forever. Forever. So, who is God, and what is his name? Psalm 18:31 and Proverbs 30:4. That question I have answered several times during this episode. Okay, so far. Job 11:7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Can you find out God by searching? I have found out God. I have done just that. And I did it by searching. I did it by searching, scrutinizing Scripture, working with Scripture, dealing with Scripture, laboring in Scripture. And I found out God because I obeyed. And in doing so, I obeyed this commandment right here. I'm turning to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. The commandment says, find the knowledge of God. That's Proverbs 2:5. Find the knowledge of God. That's what I did. I found the knowledge of God. I searched that. And I found. I searched that scripture and I found the knowledge of God. And now I relay that knowledge to you. Jeremiah 9:12, Job 9:24, Who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Where and who is he? I think that will come up later. I won't deal with that question at this time. The answer will probably come up when that which I said you may expect to see later. When I said, did I both give you the law, and who has believed our report? Well, this information here with regard to Jeremiah 9:12 and Job 9:24 will come out also at that time. This is Job 31, verse 14. What then shall I do when God rises up? One thing you should do when God rises up and God has risen, you should be attentive, pay attention. The Bible says that you may attend upon the Lord, attend the Lord without distraction. Pay attention to God. Pay attention to what he's saying. Follow him in what he's saying. What then shall I do when God rises up, and when he visits, what shall I answer him? That will come out later. Job 15:12 asks the question, what do thy eyes wink at? Do you overlook something deliberately? Do you ignore some things? What do your eyes wink at? What do you pretend not to see? Even what do you pretend not to hear? Romans 9:19. Why does he yet find fault? Romans 9:19 again. Who has resisted his will? These are relevant scriptures right here. These are relevant questions that are raised at the appropriate time. I'm just going through questions right now, bringing forth questions. All of them are not to be answered at this time, but these two questions will surface again. Okay, why does he yet find fault? And who has resisted his will? Isaiah 44:8, and the he there in why does he yet find fault? And he is who has resisted his will. A reference to God, the Lord God is real. Isaiah 44:8. Is there a God beside me? Or is there a God besides or other than me? To which I answer, and my answer is taken from Isaiah 44, verse 8. I know not any. Is there a God besides? Scripture declares that there is no other God besides the Lord God Israel. Okay. Job 24:25. Who will make me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? Okay. John 18:37. Art thou a king then? Am I a king? I am a king because scripture says, and let me turn to this. Scripture says to me, Scripture says to me, just as Scripture has said to me, that thy name shall be called Israel. Scripture says to me here in John 1:49, thou art the King of Israel. So the question says, so art thou a king? Or art thou then a king? According to the word of God, the Lord God of Israel is a king. And I've gone through those scriptures before in my teaching on the will of God. I've gone through that. All the titles, some of the titles that have fallen to the Lord God Israel, or some of the titles that have fallen to Israel, I've gone through that. And king is one of those titles. King is one of those titles, just like Lord and God. They have all been given to Israel. Okay? The man that is the great power of God. Job 15:2, should a wise man utter vain knowledge? Job 15:3, should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? My answer, Revelation 21:3, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. God is come hither. The Lord is come hither. God is here on the earth, and of course God stays in a house, some form of a house. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That is a true statement. God is here on earth. The man of God, the man having the designation of God, is here on earth, and he's talking presently to you. Okay, Joel 2:17, where is their God? Scriptures answer, 1 Samuel 10:7, God is with thee. God is with thee. God is right here on earth with you. He's right here on earth, just like you are. Right? Where is, now that question in Joel 2:17 there, where is their God? The question here in Psalm 42:10 says, where is thy God? The people's answer to the question, where is thy God? Psalm 46:7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. Just as one of the previous statements just moments ago, said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me. Now the people's voice says, the Lord of hosts is with us. Because Lord of hosts is another title that has fallen to Israel by the will of God. The testator. Another title belonging to the Lord God is real. Jeremiah 8:14, why do we sit still? That question has relevance, but not at this time. 1 Samuel 13:11, what hast thou done? What hast thou done? What have I done? I have obeyed commandments having to do with God, the Lord. I have sought to make myself known. I am seeking to make myself known. The question at the beginning is, what doest thou? Statement here in the Bible says, he himself seeketh to be known openly. That's what I'm presently doing. Seeking to be known openly. My intent is that the world know that I am the Lord God. Scripture says to me in John 7:4, if you do these things, show thyself to the world. If you do these things, I said earlier, I obey the commandments of the Lord without going into that matter, because I've spoken about it, so therefore that knowledge is available to you. If thou do these things, I do the work of the Lord, then show thyself to the world. That's what I'm seeking to do now. To show myself to the world. Make known to the world that I am here, that God is here on earth. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The Lord of hosts is with us. The people's voice declares. What is written in the law? How readest thou? That's Luke 10:46. And I said earlier that the law, this particular part of the law here, I will bring forth later on. Okay. And the question, what is written in the law and how readest thou? I read the law line upon line. Now, it cannot be read line upon line using your Bible. I do the work of the law. I read it now. And when I read that law, which I do, I read it line upon line. I read it line upon line because it is understandable in that form in the Bible, if let's say it cannot do such a thing. One thing I can say about what is written in the law is instructions are written in the law. Information. Okay, we're moving on. Galatians 3:19. Wherefore then serveth the law? Question concerning purpose of the law. Okay. Wherefore then serve the law? That's a relevant question, but not at this time. Isaiah 7:13, will ye weary my God also? Relevant question, but not at this time. Genesis 27:32, who art thou? I have answered that question. Jonah 1:10, why hast thou done this? And I gave a reason for what I did, that Bible content has been given to me to scrutinize, analyze, study, make known my findings, and make myself known as well. Okay. What hast thou done? Very relevant question, and I talk about that. I've talked about it in this episode here. What have I done? But just to name some things that I have done. I've done the work of the law, which I haven't, and this particular law I haven't brought forth yet. I've done the work of the papacy's curse against black people. I've done the work of the law of Passover, the law of silence and defeat. I've done the work of the holy will of God. And other things as well. Those are some of the things that I have done. Okay. What accusation bring you against this man? can you accuse me of anything? That is wrong, of course. Matthew 27:23 asks the question, why? What evil has he done? 2 Samuel 17:6, shall we do after his saying? Meaning, shall we do after what? Shall we do what God says? Okay, that's simple as that. Scripture's answer, John 2:5, whatsoever he, the Lord God, Israel, says to you, do it. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Numbers 23:17, what hath the Lord spoken? You, the listener, can answer that question. You can answer the question, what have I spoken? You should be able to. 1 Samuel 6:20. Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? Exodus and this holy Lord God, again, is the Lord God Israel. Exodus 32:26. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him or her come to me. Are you on my side? Or are you against me? Job 15:9. What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? The God of judgment is right here talking to you. Job 8:3, doth God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty pervert justice? Scripture's answer, Zephaniah 3:5, the just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. He faileth not. Psalm 42:2, when shall I come and appear before God? Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Rob here means to deprive someone of something belonging, or do, or take, or withhold something from unjustly or injuriously. Psalm 115:2, where is now their God? Scripture's answer, Genesis 28:16, surely the Lord is in this place. 2 Chronicles 20:6, O Lord God, art thou not God in heaven, and in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Acts 2:37, what shall we do? The answer, John 21:22, is follow thou me. Until the next time.